But after 25 years, you know, with what all the changes are happening in the market, what I learned was it doesn't matter what industry you're in, technology is going to be centric to that industry. I don't care what widget you're making or what widget you're selling. Sure. And so the opportunity came up for me to buy a company called Piedmont Payment Services. So for the people that don't know, right, it's just basically a premium administration and collection service all through technology. Some interesting stuff on the banking side that I won't get into the details, but you know, it came about at that moment. Aflac was Piedmont's largest client. That's how I found out about Piedmont. It happened to, of all places, be based in Columbus, Georgia, which is where I live. So I didn't have to move or travel or anything like that. So about 2.5 years ago, bought into it, became its chairman and CEO, and it was a fantastic learning opportunity for me on technology. I didn't know what an API was. I do now. You know, a whole new language, a whole new vernacular, and also getting to run my own ship. You know, we got some great accolades along the way, right? We, for 3 years in a row, you know, we were the Inc. Magazine 5,000, you know, fastest growing private company. So it did a great job, and it was a great run and great education for me.
Welcome to the Rockstars Rocking Podcast, powered by Voluntary Disruption, a show dedicated to people who are crushing their business and life goals. These are bite-sized conversations with leading rock stars in their respective industry who are pumped to share their story to help drive you to the next level. So, are you ready to rock? Speaking of rock stars, here's your host, Eric Silverman.
Hey, rock stars, welcome back to another episode of Rockstars Rockin'. That's hashtag Rockstars Rockin'. And boy, am I super pumped for today's episode. I have with me a long time mentor and great friend over the years, Tripp Amos. Welcome, Tripp.
Thank you, man. It's great to be here. I appreciate you having me on today.
Absolutely, man. It's my pleasure. So for those of you that don't know Tripp, Tripp is a lifelong, as far as I know, and we're going to dig in and find out, but a lifelong veteran and Hall of Fame all-star, rock star, I should say, in the employee benefits and the insurance space. But don't hang up. It's not going to be boring. I promise you, there's nothing about Tripp Amos that is boring. That much I can tell you. Tripp is also, these days, he is a consultant privately on a case-by-case basis, if as needed or as wanted, I should say. Because Tripp, according to your LinkedIn profile, you were just living the life, man. You were living the good life.
It is hanging out and loving life with my Gene Simmons picture, and sold Piedmont in April. So I have absolutely been hanging out and loving life for about 4 or 5 months. It's been wonderful.
Awesome. Well, listen, I want to get to that too, as far as the company Piedmont and you selling and so forth. But before we get to that, that's kind of more toward the end of the story. Let's talk about the beginning of the story. I want to dive right in, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
So when it comes to business and life and so forth, you know, you grew up in an insurance family. For those that don't know, the Amos name is worldwide recognized in the insurance business. The founders of the company Aflac, yeah, I'm sure you're familiar with Aflac. Again, Tripp, this podcast is not just insurance people. So Tripp's family founded Aflac back in 1955, and Tripp was born into it. But what I'm curious about, as a company, it's a big, huge company, gargantuan. Were you and all the kids and the nieces and nephews kind of, and I don't like this word, but forced or pushed into insurance? Or did you have dreams and hopes of aspirations of maybe going out on tour and being an actual rock star? Like, tell me how you got into this, man.
So how I got into it, in terms of growing up, right? I mean, it was kind of the center of the family, right? I mean, it's what kept the family together. For those that don't know, it was my grandfather and his two younger brothers. So there were three brothers. So those three brothers, and then as their branches come out, and, you know, whether it be a Thanksgiving or a, you know, family picnic or something like that, you know, you mentioned, was it forced labor on us? And the answer is no, right? There were 13 grandchildren, one of which is me, right? And of the 13, only four of the 13 did Aflac by third generation. So it wasn't something that was forced. I'm the only one, actually, I'm Bill Amos's grandson. So he had five grandchildren. Of the five, I'm the only one that ever did a day of work at Aflac. So it wasn't forced. But it was a great upbringing, right? Because we had something that we all rallied around as a family. We all had a piece of the pie, kind of, so to speak. And it was always whether, you know, as a family, we were going to Aflac events. You know, we had my great grandmother's birthday was always in the parking lot of the Aflac Tower. And there were huge cakes and all the employees would come and get a piece of cake. So a lot of our life just centered around that company.
That's awesome. So you know, what was the decision-making part of your life when you said, you know what, I like this. I enjoy it. I'm good at it. I believe in it as far as the benefits and insurance and so forth. What made you want to go into the insurance side? One of four, as you said, there were so many that didn't.
Well, so for me, I always knew, right? My uncle John, John Amos, really took an interest in me when I was young. When I was 15, he took me to Europe and, you know, helped. I went for the opening of the Italian and the German offices, right? Everything like that. So I got ingrained in it as an early level. By college, I had made up my mind that's what I was going to do. I took 3 years of Japanese language at Furman University. I went and did a 6-month foreign study in Japan. Those kind of things. I also did, I worked for Aegon, which their headquarters is in the Netherlands. That was actually my internship in graduate school. So I knew when I was in college that I needed to prepare for this career that I wanted.
That's awesome. So and those that don't know, let me back up for a second. Aflac has a crazy huge presence in Japan. So that's why he was talking about how he studied Japanese, worked in Japan for a while. What's that?
75% of the business is Japan.
Right. That's right. That's exactly right. So by all means, that's where the dots need to be connected for those that aren't benefits or insurance people. So you grew up in this big family, Fortune 500 company. You were there in the early years, semi-early years. You were certainly there through the explosion. You were there with the early 2000s when the duck came on the scene and things started to really kick ass, which was awesome. And over the years, you've evolved. You've had many different positions within the company, but I know that your true passion, in addition to business and so forth, which is what pays the bills, is a multitude of things. I know you're big into cars. I know you're big into to KISS, the band KISS. I know you're huge into family. You know, have you done anything of late or in your past that's PG rated that you can share that our listeners would love to hear about? Because there's a lot of car fans like me, and there's a lot of fans of good old rock and roll, and it just coincidental that we're on the Rockstars Rockin' podcast. So we got to talk about rock and roll.
We got to talk about rock stars in both of those. So let's start with the heavy metal thing, right? So KISS, the story on the KISS thing, and I have KISS paraphernalia right behind us, everything like that, just because that's part of my life and people think I freak out, but I will give you the story on how KISS started. I will do that. I was 7 years old. That would be 1977. Mm-hmm. And it was Halloween. My parents were going out to a Halloween party, right? I'm staying at home with a babysitter. And my dad told me, hey, there's going to be this band that's on this Halloween special tonight. I think you'll think they're cool. And so my dad told me that. And so I watched KISS that night on Halloween night. And obviously I'm 7 years old thinking that this is great. This is awesome. These guys spit blood and breathe fire and, you know, smash guitars. And so believe it or not, my sister and I, that Christmas, the big present was at the top of the tree, because you're 7 years old, you can't get at the top of the tree. And it was just an envelope up there with the star on the tree. And Christmas morning, the envelope comes down and it's tickets to KISS at the Omni in Atlanta. So my first KISS concert, I was 7 years old, probably not my parents' proudest moment of parenting, but kicked off a lifelong, I've been to 32 KISS concerts so far. And then it delves into, right, Motley Crue, Warrant, Dokken, Poison, Metallica, Scorpions, right? We could go on and on.
Classics.
As far as the cars, yes, you know, I'm a Porsche guy first. But, you know, it's one of those I always wanted, and you're about the same age as me, a Lamborghini Countach, right?
Yeah, I had a poster above my bed.
Well, so I had two cars I was going to get when I became older and had that disposable income, that kind of thing. So I had a 1989 Lamborghini Countach because it has the scissor doors and that's how you get the ladies. And then the other one is the third wheel of the cars and rock star is I'm a huge James Bond fan. And my James Bond drove a Lotus, a Lotus Esprit, right?
Sure.
That was the bond during the late 70s, early 80s, right?
Right.
And so that was actually my first sports car after my Honda Prelude, was a Lotus Turbo Esprit 86. Loved that car. And my dad and I, you know, it's just something he and I share together in terms of a love, and just, you know, gives us that father-son bond when college football is not going on.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I had a picture hanging over my bed of the Countach, and I was always a big Ferrari Testarossa fan. So I had a red Testarossa picture over my bed. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Those were the two. I think everybody, when I was growing up, had those two cars, as well as some other types of posters that I'm not going to talk about here on the podcast.
I had those.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Who didn't? And then as far as cars, man, I remember that Prelude. The Prelude is such a cool car at the time. My first car was a 1986 Chevy Cavalier, so a little bit different. Still nice. Fun though.
I still have an 86 Prelude, to tell you the truth, in the garage at home.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah. The same one?
No, I went and bought one about 7 or 8 years ago, but it is a 1986 red on black, same car, same make, same model, same year. And so you think it's a 35-year-old car?
Right.
82,000 miles.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow.
And it cost me almost $5,000.
They gave it away.
Her name is Lorraine, because you name all your cars, right?
Sure.
And because her name is Lorraine, because she's my time machine, and that was the female lead in Back to the Future, was Lorraine, was the mom.
Absolutely. I love that. That's a really good point. That's true. I love that movie. Absolutely. Lorraine. I like it. So let's talk about more toward the present day. So you had a long, very, very, very successful Hall of Fame career with Aflac. You were born into the business. I would say you were born for it, because you really enjoyed it. Your uncle took you under his wing, and you really had a passion for it. And you still do, as far as business is concerned. And then Tripp, you did something crazy. You did something like so crazy that not many people would do. Talk about that. Like you left Aflac, the family business, and said, you know what? I want to try something a little bit different. Talk about that.
I did. So I was at Aflac 25 years full time, right? 45 years if you want to go since birth, right? Or whatever you want to call it, that kind of thing. And I loved my career there. I love, more than anything, I love the people there, and specifically the people on the field force side, right? That is where my passion and my love. I have this love affair with that field force that Aflac still has, right? And it's just great friends of mine. But after 25 years, you know, with what all the changes are happening in the market, what I learned was, it doesn't matter what industry you're in, technology is going to be centric to that industry. I don't care what widget you're making or what widget you're selling.
Sure.
And so the opportunity came up for me to buy a company called Piedmont Payment Services. So for the people that don't know, right, it's just basically a premium administration and collection service all through technology. Some interesting stuff on the banking side that I won't get into the details. But, you know, it came about at that moment. Aflac was Piedmont's largest client. That's how I found out about Piedmont. It happened to, of all places, be based in Columbus, Georgia, which is where I live. So I didn't have to move or travel or anything like that. So about 2.5 years ago, bought into it, became its chairman and CEO, and it was a fantastic learning opportunity for me on technology. I didn't know what an API was. I do now. You know, a whole new language, a whole new vernacular, and also getting to run my own ship. You know, we got some great accolades along the way, right? We, for 3 years in a row, you know, we were the Inc. Magazine 5000, you know, fastest growing private company. So it did a great job, and it was a great run and great education for me.
So you did that, you bought it, but you didn't have it too long, my friend. You saw, and I love it. It's the entrepreneurial spirit. It's the business, and that's what folks who are listening want to hear about. So you started to grow the business more than it had ever been grown before. Because look, I knew about Piedmont prior to your involvement, and you know I'm always been a big fan of it. In fact, you know, you were kind enough to invite me down, and we were on Fox Business News together.
Thank you, by the way. Yeah, thank you for coming.
But in general, you were in the middle of growing that thing, and all of a sudden, you just started getting contacted by various companies that wanted to maybe buy you out. Talk about that and that process.
Sure. So I was here almost 2 years to the day. Obviously, when you make some of those lists like the Inc., right, it gives you a couple of exposures. That's why you do it, right? And so we had some investment groups starting to ask around and everything like that. And the frankness of it is, you know, I bought it. It was an investment, right? And it was a great return. I tell people, it was, in terms of return on investment, it was the number one investment return I've ever had in my life, right? An investment. Right. So somebody comes along and offers you an offer you can't refuse, then you take it. And that's what I did, right? Is I took it. The founder, Tim Johnson, took back over as CEO. He stayed with the company, so it's in good hands. I'm still a great Piedmont fan. But, you know, for me, it was a great, I tell people it was kind of a good halfway house out of being at one company for 25 years. You know, it was kind of half insurance, half technology. And now I'm kind of moving on to kind of that next thing.
So, and look, you're broadcasting live from Piedmont Worldwide Headquarters right now. So you still have an incredible relationship there. And Tim, who you just mentioned, the CEO and founder, I mean, he's a good friend too. I just talked to him the other day. So was that part of the deal that you could kind of stay on and coach and guide and consult a little bit?
It was. You know, I made the deal that I could kind of keep my office, you know, here for a year. Main reason is so I didn't drive my family crazy by being at the house all day. I'm one of those that needs a place to go, right? I gotta have a place to go. When my granddad retired from president of Aflac, he still kept his office till the day he died because I'm like him. He had to have a place to get up and go to. So I still, you know, when they have questions, right, I'm readily available and can help them. And people still call me about Piedmont that aren't aware that I sold it. And so, of course, I help those people get to who they need to talk to at Piedmont.
So I almost called you.
It's a great relationship.
I almost called you the other day just because I had a quick question. And then I'm like, nope, I'm not going to bother him. I'll talk to him in a week for this. But I called Tim. I know I could have called you, though. Always.
You could have, absolutely.
So talk about that now. So you're out, you're enjoying, you're loving life, you're relaxing, and now you're starting to do some consulting work. You've driven yourself crazy just being sitting around doing nothing but enjoying KISS and cars. So talk about the consulting gigs that you're going to be doing.
Sure. So, you know, it's been about 4 or 5 months and I've kind of taken this time, you know, my kids were back home from college with, you know, the pandemic and everything like that. So I really, you know, got to focus on helping my kids become adults. I have a 24 and a 20-year-old, right? One just graduated from school. One's a senior right now in college. So, you know, now it's buying houses and, you know, becoming adults and what do taxes look like and, you know, trying to let them. So that's kind of what I concentrated on. And so now what I'm doing is I'm trying to get back into the game that I love, right? I love the benefit space, right? It's what I was literally born and bred to do. And so, you know, it's where my passion is, it's where my contacts are, it's where my friends are. And so I've started doing some consulting for a carrier right now, just on distribution growth, on technology initiatives, and really overall corporate strategy and helping their CEO and their executive management team. And so, but I've also got a couple of other things that I'm working on as well, working on consulting with a venture capital group up in Atlanta and stuff like that. But, you know, it allows me, I turned 50 last month. So to just have freedom, but yet still maintain, you know, a role in this game that I love.
There you go. Well, happy belated birthday again. And you're 50 years young, as my dad would say. And speaking of that, we'll finish up. You know, I got to tell you, man, my dad still asks about you and talks about you. and you know the story. But for those that don't know, I mean, you know, I knew Tripp, of course, and I was close with him. But we were on a trip many years ago with the carriers, with Aflac. And we were up in Toronto, if I remember properly, and we were at a winery, and I brought my dad as my guest, and we had just a great time, but we got grouped together with Tripp, and guys, when you're grouped together with anything Tripp, you're about to have a lot of fun. You throw wine in that mix, you're going to have a lot of fun.
That's right.
And to this very day, my dad is, he'll be, 70 something. He lost track, so did I. But he'll be 70, late 70s this year. And he's still, every now and then, he'll be like, hey, what's that guy Tripp doing? You know, that was a great time over up in Toronto at the winery. He's such a good guy. So thank you again for being so nice to my
tell
family.
Tell your dad I said hello. Yeah, that was Niagara Falls Day.
Yes.
It's like the ice wine winery in the morning and Niagara Falls in the afternoon.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. And that ice wine was delicious. And I'm not even a big drinker. Absolutely.
Well, tell him I said hello, please.
I will. I'll show them this clip. So, all right, guys. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming on, Trip. I always like getting to know folks more. Some of the stuff you talked about, I knew, but a lot of it I didn't know. Some of that backstory is just, to me, very interesting. And I really love how you saw an opportunity and you ran with it. You know, you said, you know what? I've had a great career and I want to try something different, but still in the same vein and within the industry and help others within other companies and other other opportunities. So congrats on the sale again from a while ago, and congrats on the new endeavor going into the consulting world with some other large carriers.
Well, man, right back at you. Congrats on Voluntary Disruption, and congrats on, evidently, Rockstar's Rocking. Is that what
that's right, man.
Is that it?
That's,
okay.
That's
I saw
hashtag,
that at the beginning. I know what that
hashtag.
Is. I got teenagers. I know what this is.
Exactly.
Well, congrats on all your success as well, brother.
No, I appreciate it. All right. Well, listen, for anybody looking to reach out to you, if they have a question, I'm sure we're going to have a lot of benefits professionals and insurance people that listen. How can they reach Trip these days?
Okay. So you can get me by email and I cell phone, right? I'll give you both of those, right? T Amos at GA South, like Georgia South, because I live in South Georgia, right? So tamos@gasouth.com. My cell is 706-464-5103, I feel called from people all the time.
Perfect. And you don't mind, I'm sure. I'll put those in the show notes too on the website.
Absolutely. That's fine with me.
Awesome. And you also, I think you're on LinkedIn too. People can connect with you there.
I am indeed. They can go see the Gene Simmons pic.
It's true. True story. Perfect. Well, listen, for everybody listening and or everybody watching, if you haven't already done so, please do me a favor and subscribe on wherever you're consuming today's podcast and on YouTube, so that way you don't miss any of our upcoming rock star guests. Check out some of the past rock stars as well, of course. And if you haven't already done so, please leave a review. 5 stars would totally rock. And for everybody behind the scenes, there's a lot of people that make this happen. I am not the one, I promise. I'm just the pretty face on camera. For everybody behind the scenes at the Rockstars Rockin' Podcast, I'm Eric Silverman. That's Trip Amos. And this has been another Rockstar episode of hashtag Rockstars Rockin'. And as always, guys, don't just have a great day. Make it a great day. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of the Rockstars Rocking Podcast. If you haven't done so already, make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you consume podcasts. And if you feel so inclined, please leave us a review. 5 stars would totally rock. Until next time, Rockstars, keep rocking.